The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Filled with the Holy Spirit, Jesus left the Jordan and was led by the Spirit through the wilderness, being tempted there by the devil for 40 days. During that time, he ate nothing, and at the end, he was hungry. Then the devil said to him, "If you are the Son of God, tell this stone to turn into a loaf." But Jesus replied, "Scripture says, man does not live on bread alone." Then, leading him to a height, the devil showed him in a moment of time all the kingdoms of the world and said to him, "I will give you all this power and the glory of these kingdoms, for it has been committed to me, and I give it to anyone I choose. Worship me then, and it shall be yours." But Jesus answered him, "Scripture says, you must worship the Lord your God and serve him alone." Then he led him to Jerusalem and made him stand on the parapet of the temple. "If you are the Son of God," he said to him, "throw yourself down from here, for Scripture says, he will put his angels in charge of you to guard you. And again, they will hold you up on their hands in case you hurt your foot against a stone." But Jesus answered him, "It has been said, you must not put the Lord your God to the test." Having exhausted all these ways of tempting him, the devil left him to return at the appointed time. The Gospel of the Lord. Praise be Jesus and Mary, now and forever. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. So we have begun the season of Lent. And I would like to ask the children here present, when did we begin Lent? Is it today we began Lent? When did Lent begin? Who else can answer? I know there are kids all over the church. When did Lent begin? Okay, someone whispered Ash Wednesday. So Ash Wednesday was last Wednesday. So for those of you who came to church, we received the ashes on our foreheads. Those of you who were at St. Mary's School and participated in Mass there, you had the ashes on the forehead. No? That's a very significant, very impressive celebration. So Lent begins on Ash Wednesday and continues for about how many days? How many days is Lent here, Damien? 40 days and 40, so 40 days Lent. So in the Gospel of today, we listened to the Gospel and we heard that Jesus fasted for 40 days, right? So our own Lenten observance is an imitation of that fast of Jesus for 40 days. During this period of Lent, we want to fast. We want to dedicate time to a more spiritual practice. So more prayer, a more intense prayer, a life of self-denial. So fasting means self-denial. You deny yourself of certain things that you like. Most people like to reduce their intake of food, and that is fasting in the general sense. But for those of you who cannot fast, children, elderly people, those who are sick, you are encouraged to do other things to replace the reduction of food. So which means I will deny myself of something that pleases me. For kids, the most common thing is to say you will deny yourself of chocolate during this period of Lent. Or for those of you who play video games, you will reduce the time you spend in front of the TV or PlayStation or computer, whatever it is you do. Would that be possible? During this period of Lent, something you want to offer up to Jesus during this period of Lent. It has to be something that gives you a bit of pain, or else it doesn't have any significance. So, I invite you to think of something you can do. Think of something you can give up for Jesus during this period of Lent, and it will help you. Because fasting, this period of fasting, this period of prayer, is very useful to us for a number of reasons. First of all, in the Christian life, you know, as Christians, we are called to observe God's commandments. So the Ten Commandments, which are summarized by those two great commandments, love God above all things and love your neighbor as yourself. But sometimes, the observance of these commandments can be very difficult, especially if we do not have a practice of prayer, if we do not have a strong prayer life, if we are very worldly, if we think only of material things and have little time to think about God, most of the time it will be difficult for us to observe the commandments of God. So, Lent is meant to recall us back, remind us that we do not live only on material things. Man does not live on bread alone. So our life is not only about money, clothing, personal satisfaction, or the material talents God has given you, or your intelligence, all your glory or fame or all these things. Life is not only about that. Yes, it includes all these things because our material gifts, our bodily talents are a gift from God. But then remember most especially, our life is all about getting to know God, to love Him above all things, to serve Him in our neighbor so that when we pass away from this life, we will be happy with Him forever in the next. So Lent recalls us to this. And this time of prayer, this time of fasting, helps us to remember these things more clearly, brings to our mind more clearly this reality. We should think more often about God and about eternal life. Now, as Christians, while trying to serve God and observe His commandments, the devil is not happy. So what does he do? He comes to tempt us. He invites us to disobey God's commandments. That is what temptation is all about. If you were listening to the gospel, it is said that Jesus was led into the desert to be tempted by the devil. He was in the desert for 40 days, fasting for 40 days and 40 nights. And during that time, he was tested, he was tempted by the devil. We encounter our own temptations. In various ways, the devil invites us to offend God. Now, let us realize temptation in itself is not a sin. So, for example, I don't know what example I can give that the children will understand. If you wake up in the morning, on a Sunday morning, okay? You wake up and you're tired, and then someone tells you you have to go to Mass on Sunday. I said, oh no, do I have to go? You want to roll on the other side of the bed and continue sleeping. That is a temptation. The thought comes to remain in bed. The thought comes not to go to Mass, no? The thought comes to do something else apart from going to church. That is just what it is, a thought, a temptation. But when you now decide, yes, I will not go to Mass, That is when you consent to the temptation and you fall into sin. I hope you understand. That is how temptation is. When a thought comes to do something that offends God, it is not yet a sin. It becomes a sin when we give our consent, when we actually put it into practice, and we gain pleasure from that action. So the devil comes to tempt us. He invites us to offend God. And how can we overcome him? We have the example of Jesus. We have to be strong spiritually. So, a life of self-denial, which is a fast we do. Fast is not only limited to this 40 days of Lent. After Lent, we still have to deny ourselves. We still have to pray. We still have to abstain from things that give us pleasure in order to make us strong against the temptations of the devil. So, prayer. Jesus overcame the temptations of the devil by means of prayer and also by means of the Word of God. We have Jesus Christ truly present in the Blessed Sacrament, in the Holy Eucharist. When you are weak, when you feel discouraged, when you feel overwhelmed by the temptations of the devil, by misfortune or by whatever, have that desire. No, feel free to come into the presence of Jesus and ask him for help. If you are unable to come to church, try to find some time to pray to God and ask him to help you. In the time of temptation, remember to turn to God and he will help you. He will help you overcome. More effectively, if we have recourse to the Blessed Virgin Mary, she will intercede for us and she will help us gain victory over the evil one. So I pray that for all of us, this period of Lent will be a period of spiritual renewal, a period of conversion, as we prepare to celebrate the resurrection of our Lord on Easter Sunday. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.